All right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna make mashed potatoes at the speed of light in the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And you know what? It's only gonna take 10 minutes. We don't need a stock pot. We don't have to drain. We don't have to strain. No colanders, no strainers. It's so easy. All right, this is how we're gonna do it. Take the lid off. Potatoes. I'm using Redskins here. You can use any potatoes you want, peeled or unpeeled, however you like them. Then what we're gonna do, we're just gonna add some salt and pepper. Don't worry, because we're gonna season them up at the end. So we're just gonna put a little bit in at the start. We have some stock. You only need a cup or a cup and a half for this part. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna put the lid on. I'm gonna make sure that my valve is lined up with the circle with the little dot in it. That means pressure. Then I'm gonna come down here. I'm gonna hit my soup stew button. 10 minutes on the clock. It's gonna start to spin. When it spins, that means the Power Pressure Cooker XL is starting to heat up. When it heats up, it gets to pressure on its own. Then it starts counting down on its own. So don't worry, you see that little guy spinning there. When it gets to pressure, 10 minutes will be put back on the clock just like you pressed it at the start. One button cooking, it's that easy. We're gonna release the pressure, and then we're gonna make some really delicious mashed potatoes with bacon and cheese. It's gonna be absolutely delicious. Okay, just that easy. 10 minutes under pressure later, I released the pressure valve, let all the steam out. Now I'm able to open up the lid, because I couldn't if it was under pressure. Super safe to use this. No jiggle valves, full of safety features. It's the easiest, safest pressure cooker you can buy. Now, look at my potatoes. Let's check them and make sure that they're soft. Look at that. Perfect, 10 minutes. I probably could have done them less, but you know what? I like the 10 minute button. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna add some cream. Look at that. Why not? Okay, and then we're gonna add a little bit of the butter. I'm gonna save just a little bit for the end too. I'm gonna put in some of my fresh herbs, but I'm gonna save a little for the end as well. Same thing with the cheese. This is shredded cheddar. Gonna save a little bit at the end. Remember, all the recipes are online. You don't have to write anything down now. You can just watch. Now I'm gonna put, this bacon. Are you serious? All right, so this is gonna be loaded mashed potatoes. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna mash them up a little bit. Now, you can make these as finely mashed as you like. I actually prefer them a little bit, I call them smashed. I don't like these when I use the red potatoes. I don't like to get them too soft and perfectly fine. I like them to be a little chunky. Just tastes better that way for me. All right, I think that's all I'm gonna do. Look at that. So now, the cheese is gonna melt in the potatoes. It's gonna be so good, but we're also gonna top it with a little bit more at the end as well. So now what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna give that a little stir. Oh, seriously. I mean, mashed potatoes with bacon and cheese. Could anything on the planet be better than that? Look at this. The cheese is just starting to melt a little bit now. It's gonna keep melting. Look at that. I'm just gonna get a nice big bowl of these because we're gonna put them on the middle of the table. We're gonna let everybody take it on their own. Look at that. All right. Look how much I have in here. And you know what? I didn't even fill the 6-quart up. We have a ton of mashed potatoes in here. So now what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna take a little bit more of the cheese. We're gonna sprinkle that around. Gotta have more bacon. I mean, I always save that. That's gonna be for me. Then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put some of the fresh herb on at the end. And then we're just gonna stick a little pat of butter on there and let that melt down. And there you have it. Loaded mashed potatoes, bacon and cheddar in the Power Pressure Cooker XL. It only took us 10 minutes. I didn't have to drain or strain. It's just so easy.